Federal investigators have released preliminary findings from their investigation into January's chemical spill at Freedom Industries in Charleston. While it may take many months for their final recommendations, the Chemical Safety Board's initial findings may begin to clear up some unanswered questions. Ashton Mara reports.
U.S. Chemical Safety Board investigators say they've nearly completed the process of collecting evidence and information about the Freedom Industries spill. They will soon begin to analyze that data, giving West Virginians a clearer picture of the circumstances surrounding the incident. While he cautioned their investigation is still in the preliminary stages, lead investigator Johnny Banks already has some surprising details to share. First, Banks described the state of the tanks on site. Inspections prove that tank 396 was in fact the source of the leak. Banks describes the two holes the team found on the bottom of the tank earlier this year.
These are those two holes, the three-quarter inch hole and the half an inch. But then you'll also see that there is some pitting observed here, which indicates areas that would have potentially failed as well.
The pits in the metal and the holes themselves, Banks says, were caused by corrosion. Water leaked in from the top of the tank and pooled in the bottom, wearing away the enclosure and causing the punctures. Banks says that means the holes were formed from the inside out, not the outside in, as Freedom officials have previously claimed. Banks says investigators also found a hole in a second tank on site, which was also holding the chemical crude MCHM. Just like the first, this tank was also corroded, with the same pitting seen in tank 396.
These are key indicators to us that there was a serious corrosion problem growing in all the tanks, and it just manifested itself in 396, the worst, but 397 is showing signs of that type of failure.
And that growing problem led Banks and his team to this conclusion.
Due to the extensive corrosion, the CSB suspects that the leaks existed prior to January 9th.
Banks says his team will analyze soil on site to determine when the leak actually began, but cautions they may not be able to narrow down an exact date. The CSB's final report will include recommendations for tank regulations moving forward and will address tanks placed upstream of a water intake and emergency planning and notification. There's no date set for the release of that final report. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.